Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. We bring on regular business owners just like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know? Companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal. Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. You can go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Maxwell Nee. Maxwell Nee is the Chief Revenue Officer of Score App, a quiz marketing platform with 6,000 paying clients. He's also a multi-award-winning entrepreneur, bodybuilder, and dancer. Maxwell, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Thanks for having me, Josh. Thanks for that intro. So the way we use AI in Score App is, you know, no one likes, well, some people do, but most people don't like tech setup. You know, tech setup, digital marketing, you know, all of the nitty-gritty nuances of tech setup is not that enjoyable. So within our app, we actually use AI to help our clients write about 6.5 hours of copy on average per client, of copywriting, concept creation, themes, categorization, to help them narrow down on their niche. So that's how we're helping our clients, you know, win with AI.
Yeah, and I have to say I'm a little partial. I am a user of Score App, and I just found that out right before the show that Maxwell was on here, and we built an entire personality profile through Score App, and had custom PDF results. And, you know, we've fought with customer tech support for a while to get everything exactly the way we wanted, but we got it, and it was a great product. And using your product, one of the things I really loved about it was that you can go in there with an idea and say, you know what, I want to create a quiz about, you know, horseback riding or something. And yeah, AI can create the questions and the results and everything for you. You just got to feed it a little bit of information and either choose the questions that it provides or write your own. It's really neat. In 5 minutes, you can have AI create an entire quiz for you that you can send people through to generate leads. It's amazing.
Yeah, you know, it used to take much longer than 5 minutes for everyone. So AI is doing about 95% of the heavy lifting. And then obviously it's a bit like, you know, what you see everyone use ChatGPT for, right? So everyone uses ChatGPT for, you know, write me a first draft on this news article. Then you go in there and polish it up. So it's the same thing. Yeah.
Awesome. And so where do you see specifically for creating lead generating mechanisms? That's what I would call, you know, Score App creates this kind of mechanism to bring people in and engage them, create an experience for them so that it's easier for them to do business with you. Where do you see AI really innovating the lead generation or lead qualification industry specifically?
I think that the money is in personalized results. You know, if you're interacting with someone, you know, think of AI as like your little first 5 minutes of a sales conversation type of thing. So if AI could just, you know, personalize and really hug a client and engage with them and give them, you know, one-to-one personalized results like that, that's really going to move the needle. And, you know, if you imagine a sales conversation being 45 minutes, and if AI could just handle the first 5 minutes, you know, totally automated, personalized of a 45 minute, you know, sales cycle with a new potential client. I think that really makes a big difference. And, you know, ScoreUp does some of that. So to give you an example, you know, typical landing page conversion rates for most things is about 15%, 1-5. You know, when you get your ScoreUp really, really right and you're like personalizing a personality quiz, you know, that level of personalization of a result of a specific marketing funnel for a specific type of person, we typically see conversion rates between 40 to 80%. So that's having, you know, imagine having a coffee shop, and then you got someone at the front, you know, having a 5-minute sales conversation with everyone that walks past, you know, with that person, you know, like a real two-way conversation. That's the difference that I think AI is bringing and will keep bringing to every single person.
I love the fact that you said just giving them a big hug at the beginning.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is. And it has to do with, give me the satisfaction that I want now. I don't want to wait for it. And what happens with AI chat, for instance, the average response time for online inquiries across all businesses is 47 hours. That's horrific, but it's the truth.
Wow.
People expect you to get back to them immediately. They expect you to answer the phone when they call. And if you don't, you better call them right back within 5 minutes, because if not, they're going to give up on you. And so AI comes in and gives you that big hug and says, I'm here, I got you. And that's a lot of what I think ScoreUp does, because it's not just a landing page, put your email in here. It's, hey, let me ask you some questions, and I'm going to give you an assessment about yourself, that, and then I'll give you a personalized experience right away. You don't have to wait for it. It's right here. And that's really cool, man. It's powerful.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I used to own a business in hospitality, and I heard this stat that always stuck with me. You know, if you have like a restaurant or a cafe, and you have new clients walk in the door, and if you don't acknowledge a client immediately, that client will, a customer will typically be ready to wait for about 2 minutes before they walk out, right? But if as soon as they walk in, you just have like a maitre d' at the counter saying, hey, look, you know, we're really busy, let me come back to you in a little bit, just need to drop this off, they'll be willing to wait for 6 minutes, right? So they're willing to wait three times longer because you've given them that hug, right? That sort of, hey, look, you know, we've got you, and we will be with you very shortly.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, and it's I hadn't heard that before, but it visualizes what the expectation is, hey, I don't mind waiting, just, you know, let me know that you see that I'm here.
Yeah. Like, value me, you know, value me. I'm here, and you know, you care. That's a big part of what we do.
And so tell me some of the things on the horizon for ScoreUp. First of all, explain in your own words, and not just my busted up customer interpretation of it. In your own words, what is ScoreUp? Who is it great for? And what are some different use cases for it?
Yeah, so we have about 6,000 clients all around the world, most of them in and around Europe. So we definitely want to share it more with the US. And they are typically coaches, consultants, authors, service providers, you know, and service provider is really quite wide. You know, it could be, you know, like personal trainers, it could be accountants, could be financial planners, could be branding agencies, media agencies, digital marketing agencies, creative agencies, could be an AI agency, you know, a very obvious scorecard you could create could be the theme of, you know, find out how AI could transform your business, and everyone interested in transforming their business, you know, might want to get that copy of their report. So that's what ScoreUp does and who people use it for. You know, on the horizon, we're pretty much just getting the word out. So right now, I can offer anyone listening two things. On the website, I can give you a free trial of the account, which is, very easy. But over and above that, we also are giving away free copies of our book. So we have a best-selling book on scorecard marketing. It's called Scorecard Marketing. And so if you go to ScoreApp, ScoreApp.com/book, I will get you out a physical copy if we can post it to you. If not, you get a PDF. And that really breaks down, how you can, use the products and get 10 out of 10 results, right? For you and your business and your specific situation. And, we've got about 173 reviews on the book on Amazon. So you can take a look and, do some deep dive before you commit to this body of work. So that's what we're up to. We're out there just giving as much free value as we can, educating people on how you too could also have potentially a 40 to 80% conversion rate on your lead bank.
That's awesome. So scoreapp.com, and to get the book, scoreapp.com/book.
Yeah.
Excellent. Maxwell Nee, everybody, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit of practical wisdom about how to use AI to generate leads in your business. For those of you who want to learn more about ScoreApp, you can go to scoreapp.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so that we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of an employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. We'll see you next time here on Basic Business AI. And by the way, if you really, really like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.